This meeting is being recorded.
It's a new voice. Okay.
Great. So welcome. It is February 4th, 2023. This is a recording of a town hall meeting for the ballot prep committee. This year we have 12 proposals that are being brought forth before the delegation, or actually before the groups around the world. And they're being asked to weigh in on whether or not they feel it would be worthwhile to have any or all of these items discussed at the upcoming annual business conference, which will take place round about the beginning of May. And to help groups decide, we offered this opportunity for presenters to flesh out their proposals and to be available for questions. If groups, the proposals have been posted for a while now, and groups might have read through and have questions, and so we're recording it, and the recording will be available. We have the room keys, and everything's kind of in place, including participant. The one thing we don't have this evening are presenters. No one responded to being available at this time. There are some groups that are presenting next weekend on Sunday morning, on the 12th. And so that's the position that we find ourselves in at this time. And I want to bring up the participants list. We have 9 people here. And I think what we can do is turn this into a question and answer about the proposal process and the ballot prep committee and any other questions you might have about WSO. And so perhaps we could start with introductions. I'm looking at a participants list. I will introduce myself and then call in people and ask them to introduce themselves. So my name is Jim, and I've been on the ballot prep committee for a number of years. I'm guessing about 5. And yes, we've changed things a bit. Like this process is new, and even the workshops a few years back, this is the third time that we've had the town halls. And I think a year before that, we started with workshops where we helped groups fashion their proposals. And this came out of witnessing a need that we thought would be helpful. So I've been involved with this for a while. Have some experience in other aspects of the WSO, and including the annual business conference, and presently involved with the new frontier of the Volunteer Resources Committee and an ABC study group that's happening. So I'll be happy to offer my experience, strength, and hope as best I can. I also see Mary Jo. Would you like to introduce yourself? Mary Jo is also on the ballot prep committee.
Yes, I am. I'm distracted because I'm doing this through my browser, and it's doing the opposite of what it normally does. So I raise my right hand, and and it's showing me different on the screen. And I tried to share the slides, but it doesn't matter anyway, because we're not going to use the regular presentation. I've been involved in ballot prep for a number of years also. And we have evolved over time, and probably will continue to evolve. And I'm here.
Thank you, Mary Jo. I also see someone named Brody, who is a dear friend I haven't seen in years. We met in San Diego and also again in Brooklyn. Brody, would you
Hi, Jim. I'm Brody. Yeah, and I'm an adult child. I'm a prior delegate. I've also served in delegate training back in 2017. And I'm aged a little, but I'm here. I'm here to support, you know, the process and to learn more actually about the trauma recovery steps.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Brody. Denise, hi, I see your name.
Oh, there I am. Hi, I'm Denise, and I do service as chair of the nominating committee and some other committees. And I actually also have a proposal. I'm just not prepared or to talk about that yet. So there was a part of me going, oh, maybe I could do it tonight. And I was like, no, Denise. It's like, this is like getting near my bedtime. And so it's like, yeah, I'm really not ready. So thank you for giving the extra time. But I'd also like to say, this has been so helpful for me, especially in the past, to wrap my head around some of the proposals and be able to ask questions. So thank you for doing this. It really helps.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you for being here and being supportive of the process. And we look forward to hearing from you a week from tomorrow, along with a couple of other people. I see Claire from Sydney. Claire, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Claire, ACA Sydney, Australia. Just trying to get my headphones. Settling into the chair. I'm on the run.
Oh, you've gone a little mute.
I'm a delegate from last year. I've done one quarterly meeting in December, and I haven't checked the agenda yet. So thanks.
Thank you, Claire. And if I call on anyone and you say, hey, come back to me, that's fine too. So thank you. I didn't mean to catch you off guard. George E. in New Mexico.
Welcome. Hi, everyone. Hello.
Hi.
I'm an ACA member, and I've been a member since about October of 2014. And I definitely take the ACA process seriously because it's made a huge difference in my life. So I was asked if I would be a rep. I had no idea that being a rep involved this. but I figured if I took on the responsibility, then I might as well try to participate. And I did go through a couple of the proposals, I think four out of the 12 so far. Unfortunately, I won't be able to join next week. I'll be up in Minnesota helping my daughter out. And I just won't be able to get online to discuss some of the proposals. And I hope we can discuss at least something tonight so I get a fairly decent idea. It looks to me like what I remember reading is that we're, you know, that as fellow travelers, we're in our interactions with the committee, the committee members and the World Service Organization, it looks like we're switching to a quarterly kind of meeting, which I assume is like an initiative from the whole body to get feedback and offer proposals much more often rather than wait a whole year, which I think is a good idea if that's what we're doing. And it seems like this is a grassroots thing. You know, we're trying to get as much diversity in opinion and idea that we can. So it seems well worth it. I did notice the four or five proposals maybe that I looked at. In fact, I kind of cheated on some of the other ones, and I noticed that the World Service Organization, how is it worded? does not favor the proposal. I think that happened in every one of the proposals. So it'll be interesting to me what the rationale was, is for the proposal and why the World Service Organization doesn't favor this or doesn't favor that for the particular reasons. So anyway, I did present all of this to our meeting Saturday. We meet Saturday mornings, and I did leave a list of proposals for the people at the meeting, and I left the website address in case somebody wanted to print their own proposals. And I thought because I'll be out of town next Saturday, I can't start talking about the proposals. So I think we'll have a conscience meeting probably the following Saturday. So that's where we're at. That's where I'm at. And it's nice to be here.
Thank you, George. And you sound like you're right on the ball, even though the ball's moving to Minnesota, was it? Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yeah. Where
congratulations. I applaud your efforts and your responsibility. I would just add too that being a rep is a responsibility you could share. There's no reason why you couldn't have an alternate person to help and also introduce them to what's going on. So that's something you could think about. And I think we will be able to answer some of your questions this evening.
Okay. Yeah, we have an alternate possibility. I don't know if she's going to do it or not. She didn't let me know today. The whole thing is, being a rep is, I was just asked if I'd be willing to do it by the previous rep, and I said yes. I mean, we didn't take a vote on me being the rep or anything. So I just picked up the baton, so to speak, and here I am.
Well, thank you, and thank you for joining us. I see Kelly. Kelly, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. It's Kelly in Miami, Florida. I know at least half of you here, and you all know me. But for the ones that don't know me, I'm a delegate for the third year. For 3 years now, I've been to 4 ABCs. I'm also on a few different WSO committees over the last probably 4 or 5 years. And my home group is meeting next week. And so I came tonight hoping to hear some presentations from some of the ballots. And so I'm sad that that's not going to be happening, but I will be here next Saturday morning. And
Sunday
morning. Thank you. And I probably won't stay on this call too much longer, even though I'd love to spend a little more time with you all, but I really wanted to hear about the ballots. So thanks, and that's me.
Well, we do have half of or a representative of half of each proposal with the WSO analysis. So if the conversation heads in that direction, we might be able to get some informal insights into how some of that came about. So don't toss in the towel too quickly. And we're so happy you're here. Thank you, Kelly. Next, there's Mike S. and Barbara P. Hi.
Barbara P. Currently at the moment in Hilton Head, South Carolina on vacation, but actually now living in Black Mountain, North Carolina near Asheville. I've been a delegate before from a New York group that I was belonged to, and now I delegate again for another group out of Asheville. I have joined the literature committee in the past, and now I'm back again on the Literature Development Committee, been involved in various, supporting various proposals in the past, attended the 2017 Annual Business Conference and supported some proposals in the 2018 process, but I'm kind of back getting involved again now and here to kind of support another proposal that we'll be talking, I guess, more about next week, Proposal 12. and just really interested in this process. I'm really glad the town halls are taking place. Too bad we don't have the presenters today, but it's a good opportunity for the Q&A, and I look forward to next week as well.
Thank you, Barbara. Mike, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. I first attended ACA in the late 1980s and kind of wandered away eventually and came back around after the Red Book was published in around 2006, 2007. I was a delegate to the 2017 World Service Organization business meeting. I had submitted a proposal at that time and was a group rep. I submitted two proposals in 2018, was a group rep. And I currently am on the literature committee, a delegate and group rep, and have submitted a proposal, Proposal 12, regarding a set of steps called the Trauma 12 Steps for Trauma and Emotional Sobriety Recovery, which we'll be talking about next Sunday, unless that conversation comes up tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Shangri-La, we would love to get to know you better. And would you introduce yourself?
Hey, morning. I'm Shangri-La. I am an adult child. I am also the chair of ACA Hamrahi Intergroup here in India. I also work with Global. I've been a delegate for a year. And I'm here to just listen to you guys do your, I think any meeting is a magic, just, you know, people being nice and kind. And I love the way the tonality and the concern which comes out when people talk here. And that's something which I'm getting used to now, but I wasn't long, just 2 years back, I wasn't used to this kind of beautiful, accepting, non-judgmental language. So I just come in for the meeting to hear all the soothing voices, really. And in between, if I hear something which is of interest, yeah, I'll pick it up. But I really come for you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for adding your voice as well. Lovely. And finally, rounding out the introductions, we have Sue B. Sue?
Thanks, Jim. Hi, I'm Sue B., grateful adult child and hopeful adult child. I'm in Toronto, Canada. And I started WSO service in 2017. That was my first year at the ABC as a delegate. So I've been a delegate for my meeting group for 2 years. I've been a delegate for my intergroup for 2 years. And then with the spirit of rotation, I passed the baton on. And I started World Service as the co-host of the 2018 World Convention in Toronto. And then I moved into being chair of the global members, supporting countries outside of Canada, US, and Europe. So that's been very heartfelt. And then from there, I moved on to chair of publishing, supporting all of the literature, translations and publishing and global distribution around the world. And then I moved into the board as a board member. And last year I was elected as the chair of the board of trustees. So that sort of rounds that part up. And I'm just delighted to listen. You know, that's really what I'm doing right now. So thank you.
Thank you, Sue, for joining us. So, we have here this evening myself and Mary Jo as representatives of the ballot preparation committee. There are two people or three people representing two proposals, but they're not actually presenting them this evening. That's Denise and also Mike S. and Barbara P. And we have Sue V as she's a member of the board, but is here. She said that she's listening in, so we might be able to ask a question or two of her, but she is not required to answer. Let's put it that way. So that leaves us with Brody and Claire and George and Kelly and Shangri-La. as people who are not linked to the process or the proposal and may have a question about a proposal or a process. And we would, I would go by a show of hands if you would like to start a discussion. Brody, Claire, George, Kelly, Claire, welcome and good morning.
Good afternoon. From Sydney, Australia. Look, I just have an obvious question. I'm attending because it's the right time slot for me, and I'm just chasing up how to get involved before the 18th of February. So I'm trying to catch up. So I've no idea what the proposals are, but it doesn't sound like anybody else knows them either, because they're only in draft form. Is that right?
A very good question. So, and this goes out to all those who might be listening in at home a few days from now. The proposals can be found on a website. The website is acawso.org/BPC, as in Ballot Prep Committee. You don't have to add the slash. If you just go to the website, you will find on the side, there's a listing of the different committees, and Ballot Prep, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to locate that. So clicking around, you'll come up with the proposals. They are listed and they are not being revised or anything. Those are the proposals for this year. You mentioned the meeting on the 18th. That would be for the delegates. It's a quarterly meeting, right?
Yes.
So you're one of the delegates.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
How wonderful. And thank you for that service. I am not exactly sure what is planned. I know there's an agenda for the delegates for that day. I don't know that they will be going over these proposals.
Jim, do you mind if I respond?
Thank you, Mary Jo. You must have been,
I've just been hunting around on Slack. That's what
I'm going to turn it over to Mary Jo, and she's going to complete some ideas.
The proposals that are published currently as they are, the ballot itself is final. There's no changes that will be made to it, and they will not be addressed at the quarterly business meeting or however we're calling it. They are, the voting will open on the 15th for the ballots and then extend until March 10th. But the results of that will indicate what goes on the agenda for the ABC, which I believe is going to be in May. So does that answer your question, Claire?
Okay. Yes, thank you. That kind of syncs it where it's supposed to be. I'm a bit behind, as I said. Thank you.
No, it's okay.
Right. You're right on time. Don't worry about that. And I can put on screen, I'll share for a moment the web page that we've referred to. This is it. You can see up top, acawso.org. Ballot Prep Committee along here on the right side. It's starting with here we go, WSO committees. And right down this link, if you come here, you see the ballot proposal, ABC proposals and ballot prep. And that's the page that we are on now. It shows here, these are the reports of the committee work that we've done, important dates here in the center. And that lists this evening's meeting and next Sunday, and then also the beginning of the voting and the end of the voting. So there's plenty of time ahead to meet with your groups, discuss the proposals, render a decision and submit a ballot. Also here under the announcements, this year for the first time we're doing a survey to see how groups actually perform as a group in coming up with their ballot choices. And down here at the bottom, the ballot here, the English version, if you just tap here, you'll get that English version, or there's also Swedish. And if you are in a group that does translations, the ballots are available for anyone to translate.
Not this year anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it internally, but not for us.
That happens in December. So it's something you can think about for the future.
Yeah.
Let me stop sharing.
Hi, Jim. The quick question. I just happened to see on that page that you brought up that it said the voting begins February 15th, just like Mary Jo said. But then I thought I saw it said it closes April 10th. Is it April 10th or March 10th?
April 10th.
April 10th.
April 10th. Okay. So,
yeah. The intention is always to give groups, every group does their business meetings potentially a little bit differently. And if they only meet once a month and they want to take a few at each business meeting, we give them time to do that rather than setting up special meetings and so on.
Yeah, that's great. It takes a little time to go through all the proposals with the group. Business meetings, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention that there was a proposal and Denise is here as the representative of the proposing group. They had asked for an edit of a sentence or two, and that was overlooked back in October. Misplaced the communication. And so we won't be able to change the ballot, but we're going to make notice of it on the website. And I will announce it when we're introducing Denise next Sunday of the change. So that's something to look to. Denise, hi, I see your hand.
Okay, thank you for that. That helps. It's also one reason I wasn't quite ready. But I do have a question, just because one thing that I've learned in service, it's not funny, but it's like when I started ACA, I didn't have a voice. Nobody could hear me in my meetings. And one thing that recovery's given me is a voice. However, I'm still not a fan of public speaking. So that when I do have to do public speaking, like present a proposal, which I've never done before, I feel the need to be prepared. Like timeline. So could you share with me a little bit exactly like how much time? Because I know in the email I got, it said, please don't repeat your points, you know, your argument for, I guess, yeah. I just need a pep talk or.
Thank you.
There.
Thank you for bringing that up. And you know, we are learning and evolving as we go along. In the past, we've had, a very limited amount of time and more people choosing to present their proposals. And so we got it down to where we were saying, you have 30 seconds to ask a question and the answer has to be 30 seconds long. And so we just took a deep breath and step back. And what we're going to do this year is have a 5-minute presentation. Last year it was 3 minutes from each group that's going to be there presenting. Presently, I think there are 3, possibly 4 that we will hear from next Sunday. So again, there are 12 proposals. So some people are choosing to not participate, and they don't have to, no one's required to be here. So we will have, after those presentations, we decided to have breakout rooms so that there'll be plenty of time for question and answer. We're planning on 25 minutes. So you can hold a space and take as many questions as come in and just create a conversation around your idea. So no one, you know, because in the past, people felt like they really couldn't explain themselves. Time was too limited and there was a lot of like, time's up, time's up, time's up. So we're going way, we're swinging way to the other side. There we'll have plenty of time. Now, maybe that doesn't sit well with you. Maybe it's, you know, you don't feel, you shouldn't feel like you have to fill that amount of time, you know, and silence is fine. Barbara, I see your hand.
Yes, hi. Thank you for that idea, that explanation of the format. When you mentioned breakout rooms, I'm thinking of, you know, in-person kind of breakout rooms where people split up. Are you talking about people who are interested in a particular proposal go in one direction and just talk about that proposal, or go to another direction, go and talk about that proposal? How does that work on Zoom?
So Zoom has the opportunity to create breakout rooms. In creating, setting up a breakout room, you can create it so that the participants have the option to choose where they want to go. So each room will be listed with the proposal number or maybe a name or a phrase. And they're not in one place for the whole time. So it's going to be a bit more fluid. That's what we have in mind, and we will see how it works.
So you can move from one breakout room to another if you have questions about other proposals.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And now if you're moving into someone into a second room, the questions might have been asked already. Yeah. So, you know, we're playing it by ear.
Okay.
Mary Jo, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say that the danger of this is that there's going to be a lot of potential repetition in a breakout room because people will be coming and going. We don't believe that we have the capability, and we're still checking it out, capability of recording what goes on in a breakout room so that those recordings can be posted too, but we're still working on that. I'll pass.
A bit of a challenge. And, you know, a group can send more than one person. So if they want to have four breakout rooms covered, they are, you know, you could have four or you could have a busload of people come in and just participate just to get a sense of what's going on. Claire, I see your hand, but first I just want to remind that Brody and George too, and Shangri-La, that, you know, we really would like to focus on you as the kind of, like Claire, you know, the participant. You're not, you're representing WSO in any form, nor presenting a proposal. So I'm sure you have questions, and we'll start with Claire, and then you can raise your hand, Claire.
Hi, just a quick question. 25 minutes per ballot? No, you're going to have all these 12 rooms opened? If there's 12 ballots?
It's
going to be 12 rooms.
Well, it gets a little confusing because there are actually only seven groups that are have presented proposals. One group offered five proposals, but in theory, there could be seven rooms. There could be up to 12 rooms, and for 25 minutes, those rooms would be open. And we're hoping to find a way to have them recorded so that you don't have to go to each in theory. But in practice, if we look at tonight as an indication of how it will go, there will be four rooms and one, two, three, four participants asking questions. So it could be just a one-on-one. It'll be like going into a confessional. It might be you and a presenter. And, you know, I hope that doesn't scare you or disappoint you. but that's, you know, we're hoping that people will participate.
And then just quickly, after the 25 minutes, we come back and then we have the opportunity to vote.
Nope.
And online voting when others.
Yeah, voting too.
After the meeting.
Yeah, voting is entirely separate. This is just a fact-finding informational exercise.
And, oh, okay. I beg your pardon. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very informal.
Not the ABC. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the voting will happen within your group, and you will send in a ballot, and we can talk more about that if you have any questions. Also, on that web page that I mentioned, there's a contact information for a committee, and if you have any questions at all, please write to us. And Denise, I see your hand, but again, I'm asking George. You seem to have a few questions earlier, so after Denise, perhaps you'd like to ask them.
If you don't have any, that's fine.
Nope. Well, I'm just saying that because sometimes people feel intimidated or that their questions are not important or valid, or, you know, please, if you have anything on your mind, know that we're here to support you. And Denise, I see your hand.
Thanks. I just need a clarification. Mm-hmm. So for that 5 minutes that I have to present,
mm-hmm.
Does that include the time of me reading the proposal?
It would, if that's what you choose to do, right?
Yeah, please,
Mary Jo.
We would ask that the proposing groups only read the issue, but not any of the remaining information, because anybody who attends the town hall should, in our estimation, should have looked at what the proposals are ahead of time and have that information available. But to take up the time to read it is not what this was intended to do. Yeah.
So it's an opportunity to fill in any of the blanks, maybe add a quality of emphasis or passion, because groups that have wrestled with hammering out these ideas, I'm sure they feel strongly, and that doesn't always come across in printed words. So if you let people know what, you know, it's kind of beyond what's written there, whatever you feel would be helpful. Does that help?
Well, I tell you what, I literally spent hours today because I thought I was presenting tonight. So I was grateful and got your email and go, oh no, you're next week. Everyone, oh, thank you.
Denise, if you're prepared and you are ready to present, you're welcome to do that.
I spent a lot of time with a lot of people, and really what we wrote in the background, I can't say it any of them.
You can't say it, I'm sorry, what?
I can't say it any of them. You know, I mean, that is the proposal. I have just a few words more to say, so maybe I should do it.
Yeah, if you'd like to read it, that would be fine.
I regret, my critical parent will go, well, you should have waited. but I feel the need to read the issue if I'm going to do it, and if that's okay, and everybody goes, oh, please give us one.
Yes, please. If you'd like to offer a proposal this evening, and then we'll just, as a group, this will be the space in which we can all ask questions, that would be wonderful. And I will start a timer when you're ready.
Okay, I was going to give myself a timer too, because it helps me.
Okay.
The process. And so I'm proposal number 3. And I'm Denise, and I am going to read it because with the exception of a few extra words, I don't think I can say it anymore. This is part of Texas 131. The issue is we propose that safety procedures and actions be developed and implemented to ensure that those doing service in ACA are provided a safe place to work together in all WSO meetings, at ABCs, committee meetings, teleconferences, chat, and on Slack. The background on page 354, the Big Red Book, the essence of service in ACA is action coming from an attitude of love. But before we can serve one another, we must first be willing to love and serve ourselves. This group observes that some individuals are not giving service from a place of love, as they seem to have difficulty responding respectfully towards others during service. For some time, there's been some individuals who have made committee work ineffective and uncomfortable for other committee members. Some members have left service due to it. This behavior was particularly on display the first 2 days of the ABC and on Slack, where there was accusatory questions and negative comments directed towards the board and other delegates. These destructive behaviors not only affect the person who is targeted, but are re-traumatizing to every adult child who is witnessing these abusive behaviors. These behaviors make it emotionally unsafe for adult children to do service. ACA needs members who can bring their loving parent to do healthy service work. Members need to be able to step back and tend to their inner children until they can respond to others respectfully. ACA cannot thrive if members do not step up to do service due to fear of being targeted negatively or being re-traumatized. Just as there are safety protocols at the meeting level for disruptive members, we also need action and safety protocols for service meeting. The future of ACA depends on our proposal. And what came to me, and I did that very quickly, I got more than 2 minutes, but some extra thoughts that came up for me is, and I was looking at, you know, basically, you know, it's our traditions, you know, it's what's best for the group. And, you know, the fourth ACA Bill of Rights says, I have the right to be treated with dignity and respect. And I know I was inspired to become a delegate because I also attended the teleconferences, and then also at the 2017. And I was so inspired by the loving interactions and the democracy in action. And that got me hooked of wanting to do service. That's when I jumped in, you know, and asked to be on a committee. And one thing, so this last fall or at the ABC, I had an ABC buddy and a delegate buddy, I should say. And this person said to me, I would never be a board member. And that is the wrong message for delegates, for anyone who's giving their time in ACA to feel afraid or not want to step into service because of fear of being attacked. And so I guess I don't think I can say any of this better.
But part of finding my voice in ABC, and I think I speak for most ACAs, is it's okay to disagree. It's just not okay to be disagreeable. And there's a way to voice our opinions with respect and kindness. And that's my time.
Thank you, Denise.
I was muted. Thank you, Denise. Thank you for presenting your proposal. So everyone here, we're going by a show of hands. We're going to have about up to 25 minutes for question and answers. So is there anyone who would like to propose a question about this proposal? Claire, I see your hand.
Hi, thank you, Denise, for giving that a go. I can imagine that's scary and big to be able to do that. So thank you. I just more have a comment. I actually tend to agree with the WSO's take on this. I was there last year and I noted the types of behaviour, repetitive type, and I felt for the board members and that it was an us and them, and that wasn't fair. So that's my comment. In Sydney, Australia, we've had recently a couple of things that have occurred at a meeting that has put me offside. And for me, I can't, I can't change the behaviour. Ranting on WhatsApp about a particular political thing, ranting, and very heavy ranting. So I have to remove myself. I have to be an adult and make that boundary. And that's what I've decided to do. And it's unfortunate that the meeting will either change or morph or not. It's not up to me to be able to steer it. And yes, I do need to keep standing up, but I've decided that I'm going to use my boundaries around this. And the other thing I've decided, I am not going to gossip. So therefore, for me, I need to contain what has happened. So thank you. That's all. Pass.
Thank you, Claire. George, I see your hand is up. Do you have a question about this proposal or a comment to make?
Yeah, I just figured out how to raise my hand, where the option is. this proposal is very apropos to what's going on in our group right now. We have a member who is unknowingly, I believe, to him, and based on his military background and such, he is he expects certain things to be interpreted certain ways, and he makes it known that they be interpreted certain ways according to the book. He'll quote the book, and his interpretation of the book then is what he expects other people to do. And if you try to question him about it, well, then he'll come back with a negative comment about you. Something about you isn't right. And he does that repeatedly. And we've asked him, several members and myself have told him in response to his questions about are other people uncomfortable with me? And yes, other people were uncomfortable with you. And are other people not showing up because you're there? Yes, other people are not showing up because they're not comfortable with you being there. And so he decided to withdraw. Well, today he just showed up without saying anything. And so what do we do now? You know, I mean, this is on a micro level compared to, you know, the ABC. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what Slack is. But, you know, in the larger meetings with more people, I mean, this is just a microcosm, I'm assuming, of what went on in terms of what you saw, Denise.
Okay. Do you want to respond?
Yes, so yeah, I know that on the group levels, I know sometimes some members have been asked to not come back when their behavior has been such. This is hard. I guess it's like, you know, at the delegate level, committee level, and at the board level, these are the people who are like taking care of the business of our fellowship. And there's rotating level of service. That's not the right term.
Rotation of service.
Thank you. Sure. Rotation of service. So nobody's always there. So we always need new people, right? We need, you know, in the same way, you know, newcomers walking into a meeting that's not safe, you know, they're either going to leave and never come back, or they, you know, if it doesn't get healthy, it gets into this real negative dynamic, right? To where we, you know, I mean, I was a pure victim when I started recovery. I just didn't know it. I didn't know how I gave away my power. And you know, I probably could have slipped right in there and gone, yeah, he's right. but that wouldn't have helped me with my recovery, right? So I guess, and we're talking about, you know, focusing on service level. I think there's an assumption that we need to be able to come, you know, have our inner children, you know, with us, because they're always with us. But my loving parent's the one who needs to be speaking. You know, if I feel like yelling or talking in a nasty tone, I need not to say anything until I can calm that down. And I hope I'm making sense. This is like my bedtime.
No, I understand what you're saying. If I can jump in here.
Sure, please.
I'm trying to see what you're recommending, okay? what you want to do in response to that problem. And I hear you. You know, you would think that at a certain level above just the group, you know, in more of a service mode with a committee or whatever, that the people that would do that would probably be a little bit further along in their recovery and avoid the kind of behaviors that can be accusatory. You know, I mean, it would be nice if we could assume that. You know, I don't think it's going to happen all the time, which I'm sure there's other instances of things, you know, of things that have happened besides what you saw. So I'm trying to figure out what you mean. The MSSC, what is that?
Okay, that is the old, that's the one, that's my second to the final. What didn't get published.
If I could jump in, earlier when I said that it was a revision that didn't make it in, that's the revision.
So my revision, what we were suggesting, was that a task force needs to be developed to support safety in Slack, all meetings, and conflict resolution to help all members doing service. And it's not what you're looking at. And then what was the same was protocols are already in place for board members with board members when, and then
The last one is members whose recovery is such that they are not able to speak to others in a kind way will be encouraged to go back and work on their recovery. This is not a punishment, but an opportunity for them to further heal so they can interact with others in a kind and respectful way, thus being better prepared for service at the WSO level. And actually, a couple of those are already happening, okay? So there is a new health and safety
task force, maybe.
So that's happening. That started, and I am actually a member of that. So that's happened. Here's what I'm asking. I get that the board was saying that this is being taken care of, but what I'm asking is, please don't let this die. You know, I think this is too big of an issue. It's like, I really want every group that's doing these protocols, please be reading this, please talk about this, because this is too important. I think it's important for us to talk about at the ABC, you know, so that if I may look at the board's analysis, the last thing that they said was, additionally, the board and advisory group welcome a broader discussion with the fellowship on safety and service. Well, let's do it. You know, let's give the time that we're talking about this proposal. Let's hear what the members have to say, because I know it's not just me. I spoke to somebody who was in global, and they shared that there were several delegates from different countries that were very traumatized and said they're not coming back. That's, you know, we've worked so hard to build the fellowship worldwide, and from somebody to come to another, you know, to come to something in North America, and it's like, who, you know, it's, so that's what I'm asking. I'm just asking, you know, most of this, we're doing it, you know, it's in process. Let's keep this discussion. I know I want a healthy fellowship. This is my safe place. You know, I want to keep it that way.
Thank you, Denise.
So Denise, let's see here. Members need to be able to step back and tend to their inner child until they can respond to others. ACA cannot thrive if members do not step up and do service. There was something about someone or somehow some process is going to ask a person to basically get a grip. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. You know, if their behavior is not good, you know, or if they're being intimidating, or if they're not being respectful, you know, to another member, well, then who's going to call that out, you know, so to speak?
Well, and I'm not addressing that, you know. It's like my proposal was, we need a procedure, but the health and
safety or something.
Right. Safety and health and safety advisory group will be coming up that. And personally, it's like, I think we need some boundaries, you know. That's what I'm going to suggest to the group, that but that's not what we're deciding here.
So clarify, what are we deciding here?
Well, what I proposed, you know, there is a health and safety advisory group,
Great. It's happening. It's in process. I'm just asking, let's keep the discussion alive. Let's talk about what happened, how we feel about it. Anybody who was there at the last ABC, it was hard to recover from that. And because I'm a chair of a committee, I had to be there. And I tell you what, and if I didn't have to be there, I would have been really tempted to leave. It was pretty horrible for me because the behaviors that I witnessed was exactly what I grew up with. And then it was exactly what I married into. So, and I've been away from, so to have that, it was pretty awful.
I don't want to put a thumb on the scale, but I do see that this is sort of foundational in a way, because as someone who's been in WSO for a few years, it's easier for me to say, oh, I know where they're coming from. I'm familiar with that person. I will disregard their comments. It's more difficult to see a situation through the eyes of a newcomer. And I think it's imperative that people, you know, that are trusted servants of the organization keep that in the forefront of their mind. Is like, how does this look to someone who's just arrived? And you make that point pretty clear. Mary Jo, I see your hand.
I just wanted to say that, you know, one one piece of this is that there's only so much we can do. In certain situations, I can get triggered by something that someone says or the way they say it. And I have to own my triggers. And I'm not necessarily saying that everything that went, some of the things that went on at the ABC weren't out of line, but I can get triggered, like in a meeting too, I can get triggered by what somebody says. But because I get triggered, it doesn't mean that person is bad or wrong or needs to leave or needs to be censured. I need to first look at the trigger for myself. And I think that's got to be a part of whatever happens at the WSO level for committees and ABC and so on. I actually wanted to say a little bit to George about at the meeting level, there are some things in the Big Red Book about how to deal with people who are disruptive, but it's not always easy, and oftentimes it takes a couple of people who are willing to talk to that person one-on-one, and if they, you know, it's not easy, but if they don't listen, if they don't abide by how the group is wanting to deal with it, then that's a whole, yeah. We do have a service safety group that you could write to about that also, that might be able to support you. And as I say that, I'm thinking, what is their email address?
Mike or Barbara? Well, Mary Jo is looking for the address. You have a question?
Yes, hi. Just maybe a little bit of a comment, kind of picking up on what Mary Jo was saying. We had a situation in one of our groups where we did have to go to the Big Red Book for guidance, as we've mentioned, about how to deal with what really ended up being pretty disruptive behavior that was in violation of many traditions, including crosstalk traditions and so on. the problem that we encountered was that there was a mix of people in the group, some with a little bit more experience in ACA and some with very little experience in ACA. And the group as a whole just didn't seem ready to take the action that were even suggested in the Big Red Book, like really calling this person out and having maybe even to say, we're going to disinvite you from this meeting because if you're not willing to follow these traditions, then we really can't have this. The group just wasn't ready to do that, even though we tried to address it several times in group conscience and business meetings and so on. And so it is tricky sometimes to actually follow even what seems like pretty logical protocols when the group itself isn't even aware that something egregious has happened and that needs to be addressed. Some people might be aware of it and others may not. And so on a group level, without that unanimity or consensus to do something, you find yourself kind of sometimes at a loss. And certainly, you know, safety protocols and advisory group discussions would probably be helpful to try to address all that. But sometimes it takes a more mature group to actually really do the next right thing. And unfortunately, in the group that I'm talking about, several people ended up leaving the group, leave it to the people who were being disruptive and dysfunctional. And that's all we could have done in that situation, unfortunately. But you know, I appreciate the discussion, I appreciate the proposal, and hopefully there's more insights or more suggestions that can come out of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. I think, Denise, you said that your group wasn't so focused on the nuts and bolts of a solution as much as, like, let's look at the challenges that are before us. Is that true?
Right. Yeah, we weren't trying to give the solution, but we're trying to, it's like, somebody... Yeah. You know, somebody needs to work on this. We need some parameters. I think,
you know, it's funny, just this morning, since we're all kind of reflecting, I have a my own meeting. We have an opportunity after the meeting to have fellowship, and there were quite a few people stick around and we bring up conversations, and There had been an incident in last week, and anyway, I raised an observation, and it was funny how many people said, you know, I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to say anything. And so that, you know, don't talk rule is so ingrained. So, you know, that might be one of the challenges that this proposal would look at. And, you know, there could be solutions of, like, recommendations of service sponsors or buddy systems or, you know, and it's so challenging when we're all here on Zoom. It's different if you're face to face and in the same room, but we're not. So we have extra challenges. I see we have about 3 minutes left, so... did you want to say something, Denise?
Well, and I think you brought up a good point. I do think with pretty much everything is Zoom, I don't believe that if we were in person, that some of those things would have been said, or it wouldn't have been said the way, the tone. And, you know, in the same way, I don't know, COVID was hard on all of us. You know, and you know, ACA is hurting because, you know, without a real basket going by with, you know, for donations, people are tending to forget to, you know, send in contributions. So, you know, let's see, was this note for me? Oh, maybe not. So yeah, I think, you know, if this gets voted on, I think it gives more opportunity, not for me to talk necessarily, but for delegates to share their feelings, solutions, ideas. Wonderful. That's what I'm hoping. I mean, it's in progress, but it's like, yeah, let's hear what everybody else thinks. And that's what I welcome. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. Are there any final questions or comments?
That sounds really good, Denise, to be able to talk about it and figure out how we're going to meet certain situations and in a kind and loving way. You know, I mean, we don't want to provoke somebody any further. And I really think it's worthwhile. I think you brought up a really good proposal, because obviously it's happened in more groups than ours. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Claire?
Just a quick one about the safety survey that was done after the last ballot, after the last ABC, when some of this came out. So is that posted anywhere, or is there any report on it?
I guess I don't know. I mean, I know whatever. Are you talking about the questionnaire that went out to everybody?
The survey on safety after the ABC last time. Not the quarterly, after the ABC.
I don't know that it's posted. Sue, would you know? I know Liz.
Mary Jo, do you know? Because I can check to see if the delegate survey was posted after the ABC. I'm thinking it was, but I can't confirm that. I know that they're going to be posting the QDM, the quarterly, the last one in November. And I don't know if they posted that. I thought they had posted the delegate survey results from that time.
I thought it might have been posted on the delegates channel on Slack. I looked on the ABC, the stuff from the last ABC, and I'm not seeing it there. I will check into it.
And you know what? I actually remember seeing it, but I was also attending some of the ABC meetings. So I don't know where I saw it, which is very typical. So
I think we'd like to have them all, everything posted at the ACA World Convention.org, because that's where everything's going. Yeah. And as well, there's a Slack channel for delegates. It should be there as well. But if Mary Jo, you could follow up on that, that would be wonderful. Yeah. For both of them.
Thank you, Claire, for raising that question. Mm-hmm. And just to everyone here, this is what we're intending to have, a more open and full conversation about these topics. And I want to thank Denise for jumping in. Yes, thank you so much. It's helpful. And so next Sunday, we will have a few more of these, probably happening in different rooms at the same time. And but I think the form, I kind of like the format, so that people feel heard and you know, it starts a conversation. And this has been recorded. So for those of you at home listening, welcome and thank you for being here. I guess, Mary Jo, do you want to add some comments?
No, I'm good. I appreciate everybody being here. We'll see what happens on the 12th. We will have at least potentially three presenters, if not more. And we'll see Mike and Barb at that point and go from there. George has his hand up, and then Denise, I see you want your hand up. George?
I was going to move on to a different proposal just to get a little bit of history on it. So I can understand why it was proposed, and it has to do with the diversity and the diversity inclusion motion. Training and education workshops. I just want to know what the background is, why this proposal has come out, if there's been a big problem with diversity or what, what's going on?
I don't think there's been a big problem with diversity necessarily. We had the representation, equity, and REA group, and they're not active at this point. However, the diversity initiatives within the organization have continued, and we discussed at the ballot prep level whether that proposal should even have made it to the ballot, because it's sort of incomplete, and we let it go through, the board's analysis, I think, gives all the background that's necessary, that it really doesn't, the recommendation not to vote in favor of it, because it's not that there's an issue with equity per se. It's just that group isn't active right now. I'm trying to say, but the board, it's part of everything that is done at the board level and at the WSO level. So it's, yeah.
Was that helpful, George?
Just let me ask directly then. I mean, has there been problems with diversity and other ethnic groups being excluded or being
marginalized?
Yeah, or disrespected, you know, at particular meetings. Has that happened in the past or what?
Can we call on Sue to respond to this, Jim? Is that okay?
Yes, and also I would say that no one here is from that the meeting that proposed this, so we don't want to put words in their mouth, and also that they have not responded to being here with us on the 12th. So you may have to find other avenues for finding answers to your questions. But Sue, if you'd like to speak.
Yeah, I can speak, but just know that I'm one person on the board, right? So I can't give you a board response, but I can give you a CV response. And the CV response would be that our board is deeply committed to diversity. And we had a REA committee with many different chairs for a couple of years. And it was an ad hoc committee, which is an ad hoc committee exists until the purpose is achieved, or it shapes into another form of a full committee. And it was the decision of the board, we needed to do a proper review of the ad hoc REA committee, because they had done a lot of work, wonderful work. They had a lot of recommendations, but we felt we needed to have a broader strategic look at how to integrate diversity properly. And we're doing some research right now with other 12-step programs that have started doing initiatives with diversity, including training. And so we'd rather have a broader, more strategic view. And this came because in 2019, we had a motion that got approved for a diversity statement. And then after the diversity statement, the board thought it would be a good idea to have an ad hoc committee to explore. And many, many people gave a lot of effort to that. And there was some very rich information on that. But the ad hoc committee died down to only a couple of members that I'm aware of that were left on the committee. And so we decided to pause it for now, do a proper review, look at it broader and strategic. So we haven't forgotten it. It's a very important priority. We want to ensure that all our members from all diversity communities throughout the world are comfortable and they're feeling safe and that they have a voice here. And it's just such an important and sensitive issue. We think we need to proceed cautiously And we will talk more about this at the 2023 ABC. And we're grateful for, we said we don't favor the approach that was suggested. We deeply respect it. And we deeply respect the idea of having a diversity conversation, just as similar we had a conversation about safety. A conversation about diversity would be welcomed if that's what our membership, our delegates would love us to do. Yeah, I hope that helps.
Thank you, Sue. And Denise, did you have a final something you wanted to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. As I said earlier, I wasn't ready to talk. But the fact that you all were so welcoming and safe, even though I wasn't ready, I could do it, which is kind of my whole point of my proposal, you know, because if someone was talking in a, you know, a condescending voice, I'm still an adult child. I'm not jumping out there. Unless I have to, and I could have waited. So I wanted to thank all of you for being the ACA that I know and love. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. And Mary Jo, and I definitely mirror that feeling and response. We're thankful for everyone who participated today. It may not be what you expected. I happily had no expectations. And I'm thrilled with what we experienced. It was really a beautiful, memorable time and a great marker for this type of experience in the future, starting with next week and maybe beyond. I wonder if I kind of feel ready to close, but I don't want to close the door on anyone not ready to. Claire, hi.
Hi, I just have a quick question, comment. I'm only hooked in because I'm on Global Delegate WhatsApp that Sue V. Organized for the last delegate meeting, the last ABC last year. If I wasn't, I wouldn't have any information about this. And I'm wondering whether I'd missed the cues and possibly the emails have been sent out, perhaps, and I've kind of gone, oh, that's down the track. Yeah, it's a question. So everybody's contacted by email, is that correct?
And can I just answer it? An email goes out to every meeting, and an email did go out to every meeting. And our expectation is that whoever gets the emails in the meetings passes them on to the people in the meetings. And so that's one primary way that groups are supposed to get information about the ABC and the proposals and everything else. If there's a roadblock in a meeting and that information isn't being passed along, then maybe check to see who's getting the emails in your meeting.
Yeah, I've got it. Thank you. I know who it is who's got the email. And I just wanted to know how the world worked as well. So thank you, I've got that. Thank you.
Well, I would add too that the world works in many ways, and that maybe I should be a bit more aware of that WhatsApp outreach. I know the website acawso.org and our webpage is, we try to keep it up to date and clear. They've got a new design and everything, and so that's always a place to go if you're curious about what's coming up for all committees, ideally. Mike and Barbara, and then George.
To piggyback on that last comment, and maybe I just didn't quite hear it, but did you say, Mary Jo, that anyone who's a group rep and or a delegate, I guess, would have gotten an email about, like, say, notifying them about the town halls or that they'd.
If your email account is on, is included in your whoever's, let me put it there. Okay, whoever updates your meeting listing, they should have indicated the rep's email address. Now I'll check again to be sure that the email actually included that email field for the rep. It should have. Should have gone to anybody who had an email attached to the back end of the meeting, primary, secondary, private.
Okay, a contact person.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because we never did get an email. I know I'm the contact person for one of the meetings that Mike and I are part of, but I mean, I actually found it because I was searching on the ACA WSO website, so I found it. And I did get an email for the traveler this past week, which indicated that the town halls were going to take place. And then I could go to the link to see, you know, what the timing was and the meeting information and all of that. But otherwise, I wasn't quite sure I would have gotten that. Now I have registered as a delegate now, so maybe that would be another source of getting information. But
some emails do go into Slack or into spam or promotions folders in email accounts. It's always a possibility. But if you want to tell me or put it in chat what your meeting number is, and I can have it checked out to see why you might not, if you didn't actually get, you didn't get sent to you, why that might have happened.
And I believe we are drawing from the adultchildren.org registration for meetings, intergroups and regions and such, as opposed to any signing up to become a delegate on the ABC committee outreach, you know, websites and such. George? Right.
Yeah, so I have a question about, okay, so let's say I present a proposal to my group and we don't come to a consensus, okay, as to approve the proposal or not, to vote one way or the other. So what do I do in that case? I mean, do I just abstain from voting or what?
You will have the choice of indicating no opinion, which means that either your group doesn't have an opinion about it or you couldn't reach a consensus.
Okay, so no.
And there's always the opportunity to add a comment about that proposal also. I mean, some groups indicate, you know, that they couldn't reach a consensus, although we don't publish those comments, but yeah, never mind. But you can do that, okay. I see your meeting number, Barb, okay.
Okay, and last question for me, what does Slack mean? What is that?
Thank you. Slack is a place where we do a lot of the committee work. It's sort of like a running text message. So it's not exactly email, but it serves like that. It's a business meeting site where you can post documents and carry on conversations through text.
Okay.
Did I get, anyone want to add to that description, Sue or Mary Jo?
Mary Jo, did you want to say anything?
No, I'm actually, sometimes, one more thing about whether emails arrive in your inbox or not. There are some groups, any email that comes from World Services has a thing at the bottom that says you can unsubscribe from the emails. Unfortunately, some groups, when they forward the email to others, somebody else may unsubscribe for you because they don't understand that they're not just unsubscribing for themselves. And if you unsubscribe, then you don't get the emails. Now, I'm going to try to look up. I do have, I'll check. We do have a list of unsubscribes, and I'll check that list also and see if maybe that's what happened to yours. But Barb and Jim, your email account does show your email address, or your meeting does show your email address. And so I can't tell you beyond that why you're not getting it, but I will check the unsubscribes just in case that happened to your group.
Thank you, Mary Jo. And just to continue on with the Slack, it's like a service message center. There are some channels for the delegates to learn more information and talk to one another, ask questions and that kind of thing in preparation for either the quarterly or for the May 6th and 7th annual business conference. So it's a great resource. And if you'd like us to add you on Slack, if you give your email to Mary Jo or Jim, I think you guys can add people to Slack, correct?
Yeah.
I never have. But
if you can't, I can.
I can.
Okay. Mary Jo will add you to Slack. And what we can do is put the channels we think that you might be wanting for this purpose. And you can add yourself to other channels. It's the way the committees are talking about what's going on and communicating with one another as to what their needs are and asking questions. So it's a great, great resource. And you can put the app on your phone. You can have it on your computer. It's very, very helpful. I think that's all I'll say about it.
Thank you. George, are you feeling complete?
Yeah, I'm just going to give Mary Jo my email address here, and I just messed up. But
okay, take your time.
Okay, yeah, and then I'll send this to Mary Jo in there. Okay, there you go.
Perfect. And
okay. Just another thing, the quarterly, there's a delegate training. Do you have those dates, Jim, handy? I'm not sure if everybody has them or not.
I don't have, but you know, there's a delegate webpage, I'm sure. I mean, an ABC webpage.
Okay, maybe check there. And it's coming up for the quarterlies, and there'll be a second set of delegate training in April. For the ABC as well. They're really helpful to go to.
If I could share this for just a second. So this is we're at the business side of the WSO web pages. And on the side here, or again, it says WSO committees to the right. If we go down, we see the AWC committee with a plus. And if you click on that plus, there are some subgroups. And as we scroll down a bit, there's a study group that's in the works. And this here, ABC 22 and QBC. Let's see what happens if we click on that. Here's a recording of the last quarterly meeting. Let's just see how long it is. 3 hours and 52 minutes. So we won't go into that now, but there's a lot of information here. A great place to dive in. Is that helpful? Did that answer? I've forgotten what the question was, but I'm going to stop sharing.
Okay. Just so you know, George, I sent the invite to Slack.
Okay. And if you're driving north, George, you can listen to the whole conference, the quarterly meeting.
I think I'll wait on that. Thank you. Okay. Thanks for the invite. Mary Jo, you sent it to my Hotmail address, right?
The one you put in Slack. Yeah. Or then in chat here, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to thank everyone for being here and for participating. I would love to close with the ACA Serenity Prayer. Would someone like to lead us in that?
Sure, I will.
Thank you, Denise.
And I think we need the ACA one. Higher power.
God.
Grant me the serenity.
Serenity.
To accept the people. I cannot change. Courage in what I can. The wisdom that one is me.
Thank you. And thank you all back. Again.
Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Good to see everybody.
Okay. Bye bye.
Hey, bye-bye. Brody, so good to see you.
It's like old home week.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll be back.
I know Brody too.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Be well.
I'll be there next time.
Thanks for your service.
Bye. See you next week, Sunday.
Yep, see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording.